sitting between the two prostrations. 1. Placing the left foot flat on the ground and sitting on it, and placing the right foot erect upright. This is supported by the Sahih, trusted, hadith of Abi Humaidi Seti, which states, when the Prophet, peace upon him, sat between the two prostrations, he sat on his left foot and erected his right foot upright. Al-Bukhari number 828. Number 2 of Sunan of sitting between the two prostrations. 2. Prolonging this pillar. This is supported by the hadith of Thabit il-Banani that we have already mentioned. Number 3 of Sunan of sitting between the two prostrations. 3. Briefly sitting for rest before rising up to the second and fourth rakas. It is sunnah for one who is praying to sit for a while before he rises up to the second and fourth rakas, in an identical form to that of sitting between the two prostrations. Note, this is a different action in prayer than that of sitting between the two prostrations, but it is mentioned here as it is identical in form to it. It is called sitting for rest, and it has no specific supplication. The legality of it has been proven in 3 different ahadith, one of which is, Malik ibn al-Huwayrith said, I saw the Prophet, peace upon him, praying, and at the end of the odd rakas of his prayer he would not stand up until he sat down for a moment before rising to stand up. Al-Bukhari number 823. Malik ibn al-Huwayrith is the same narrator who reported the hadith of the Prophet, peace upon him, saying, pray like you have seen me praying. Al-Bukhari number 631. The opinions of scholars varied regarding whether sitting for rest is sunnah. The correct choice is that it is sunnah as indicated by the hadith of Malik, Abu. Among the scholars who said that it is sunnah are, An-Nawawi, Ash-Shawqani, Ibn Baz, Al-Albani, may Allah have mercy on them all, and the Permanent Committee for Scientific Research and IFTA. An-Nawawi, may Allah have mercy on him, said, this is the correct opinion as proven by the authentic ahadith.